Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Grady back on the show. Rob is an award-winning copywriter, a syndicated columnist. He's the author of the best-selling book, Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, now in third edition. He's our good friend Robert Grady. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So I have been telling my audience for a long time, since probably 07, 08, that to start getting better at social media and to learn as much as they can, and we've, over the years, we've encouraged them to have a social media strategy. But I've always said to them, but when other people acted like social media was everything, I've always said to them, social media is... The time will come when you won't have a social media strategy. You'll be back to just having a marketing strategy, and social media will be just one of the things you'll do. What do you
exactly
think? What do you think about that?
I think that's perfect advice. I see too many companies, clients of mine, who look at social media as the panacea, the end-all, the be-all of their marketing strategies, and I worry for them because I still recognize that social media is only one tool in the toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not.
It's the new one. It's the new one. It's the,
yeah.
It's the shiny object.
It is.
But it's not. It's not going to conquer the world for you.
It's what they don't know that's dangerous. It's, you know, the fact that social media only reaches that small segment of the marketplace and is frankly not believed by a large segment of the marketplace. Social media is typically it's trusted these days less than television, which has always been a bottom.
That's an interesting point you're making. I've not heard anyone else say that before.
The trust level? Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, I mean, if you recognize what can be placed on the internet and the kind of things that we do say. And,
right.
Are you familiar with
that? Well, now, one thing that there is one element of it, though, that doesn't apply to that, I think, Rob, and that is people are believing what you say about a product more than they believe what the company says about a product.
Yes. Now that's a different, but that's a different aspect of social media.
That's right. That's right. I want to make sure I want to make sure you and I differentiate between those things. So because that aspect of it, the review process, the review element of this is very believable by people.
Absolutely. We all will trust our friends and relations,
even if we don't know them. Even if we don't know those friends.
Even if we have a limited circle, we'll trust that advice before we trust the anonymous copywriter in a TV spot or a radio spot or such.
Social media is the good thing about social media is it's word of mouth on steroids.
It is, but
the problem is there's very little call to action.
You have to filter it. That's why there's the growth of places like Snopes. I can't tell you how many times I've heard things on social media that are absolutely false, and it takes very little research to discover that some guy has just made up this rumor, and political rumors, they're a perfect example. You see these fact checkers all the time saying, oh, no, this is a lie, or this is pants on fire, sort of thing. I heard you talking earlier about the political circles and how some of these rumors start, and they snowball on social media, and it just becomes a lie. And, and people just don't recognize it. They continue to circulate it as the truth. And it's just a shame.
Yeah, that's one of the dangerous parts of social media. But back to using it. You were saying that you know people don't. It's not as reliable in terms of the information. Then one of the big things that I think that there's a problem with it for a lot of small business owners is they need to make sales, and so they know that's call to action, but social media doesn't really give you a call to action opportunity very much, does it?
I think it does. There are obviously there are lots of clickable events on social media that you can use in order to create that call to action.
Are those passive pieces, or are they ads that you pay for?
Either one. You can do both. I mean, if you're circulating something through Twitter or through another social, Facebook or LinkedIn or anything like that, you can have clickable events where you simply get a free coupon or some
Right. But then you have to pay for that, and you're subject to Facebook, let's say, deciding how that's to be presented. You know, you're still subject to the algorithms of Facebook, which I'm suspect of. Rob, I need your website, please.
RobertGrady.com, and Grady, as you know, is spelled G-R-E-D-E.
All right, RobertGrady.com. Quick break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.